It all began with an invitation from Jesus. Walking by the sea, the Master called two sets of brothers. It all began with the words, "Come, follow me." Today, the encounter between Jesus and the disciples begins with a question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? But then Jesus asks a far more direct question. But who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? By a special revelation from the Father, Simon professes, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." From the mouth of Simon the fisherman come the words of Peter the shepherd. On him and his profession of faith, Christ our Lord has promised to build his church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not overcome it. Death will not conquer the church. Death will not bring an end to the mission of Peter. In every age and from generation to generation, the office of the Apostle Peter continues in the church. The office of the Apostle Peter continues in our Holy Father, the Pope, who is the Bishop of Rome. Now, it is the task of our Holy Father, the Pope, to confess the faith of the church. It is the task of our Holy Father to confirm the brethren as the head of the College of Bishops. And it is his task to bind and to loose with the authority of Jesus Christ. It is his responsibility as the successor of St. Peter to declare that which is in conformity with our profession of faith and that which is not in conformity with the faith of the church. But chiefly, the Holy Father exercises the office of unity. The Holy Father keeps us united to the apostles, to the fathers and doctors of the church, to the saints of ages long past, and the saints whose voices we heard with our own ears. The Holy Father keeps us united to our past, but like a good shepherd, the Holy Father leads the flock into the green pastures that are ahead of us. For the whole church, he guards her faith from error, so that the gift that we have received from the Lord through the apostles might be faithfully handed on to the next generation. St. Peter, now through Pope Francis, continues to profess the faith, to shepherd the flock, and to proclaim the message of salvation. And yet, what Christ the Lord has given to Peter in a very particular way, Christ has also shared with each of us. We are here today because we have made our own the confession of faith made by the Apostle Peter. We believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. We make that profession of faith our own each time we say Amen. We make that profession of faith our own most profoundly when we pronounce our Amen at Holy Communion. For Simon, the fisherman of Galilee, this profession of faith took him from his homeland and from his culture and from his daily work. This profession of faith took him to prison, to persecution, to crucifixion in the circus of Nero, and to burial on a hillside where his bones still rest. Our journey will likely be different. But the one who calls us, the one in whom we place our faith, and the one whose gospel we live and proclaim is the same. It is Christ the Lord who invites us. And now the invitation of Christ calls us to his table. We join in prayer with and for our Holy Father Francis as he professes the faith and shepherds the flock. We are nourished so that we can faithfully hand on the gift of faith that we have received. And we join with St. Peter as we stand before the Lord and confess, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.